Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone. And as always, I'm Candy Washington, the host of the Soft Life podcast. And so before we dive into today's episode, which is how to hold space for your feelings, for your emotions, without abandoning yourself. And I'm going to tell you how to do it, because for a while I was doing it wrong. So I wanted to teach you guys or show you guys how to do it, where you can really show yourself love and compassion without abandoning yourself. So before we dive in, if you need additional support, you can definitely grab our free self-love guide. We have courses on self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation down below. Join us on Patreon, shop our merch line, and subscribe, like, and share. So with that, let's dive in. So first, let me tell you what I used to do and now what I actually do when I have a negative or bad feeling emotion that comes up. So in the past, if I felt hurt or angry or pissed off or frustrated or disrespected, whatever the case was, whatever negative emotion or feeling that I had, I would just try to dismiss it. I would just say, I release this emotion, I give it to the universe, I turn it over, you know, I'm not feeling this way, all is well. Like, I was like forcing myself to just be numb to it. And that's not what you want to do. You know, that's not self-love. That's not, you know, taking care of yourself. That's not emotional intelligence. You know, denying how you feel, numbing yourself to your feelings is unhealthy. You know, I know sometimes, particularly with like the law of attraction and manifestation community, I'm not really into that particular world of manifestation. There's this sort of toxic fear that you can't ever have a negative thought. You can't ever, you know, embrace a negative feeling or emotion. And to me, that's just a bunch of wah-wah BS. That's just totally not true. We're human beings. And a part of being human, a part of being authentic, is embracing all of your humanity. And that's feeling joy, and it's also feeling sadness. It's feeling good. It's also feeling bad. You know, it's the entire spectrum of your emotion and your feelings. Where your mastery comes in, where your emotional intelligence comes in, is how do you hold space for those negative emotions and feelings without becoming engulfed or overwhelmed, without becoming depressed or anxious or identifying, thinking that's who you are, with your feelings and your emotions. That's where your emotional mastery and your emotional intelligence comes in. And from that place is actually how you manifest effectively through the law of assumption rather than the law of attraction. So like I said, I used to just sort of numb and deny and sort of live in this fantasy world that anytime I felt something negative, I would just shoot it down. No, I don't. I don't feel this. I'm good. It's all good. You know, I'm above it. You know, I release it. I release it. I release it. But that's toxic and that's not okay. And those negative emotions and feelings will find a way to express themselves, whether it's through resentment, whether it's through bitterness, whether it's through disease or headache or low self-esteem or low self-worth. Those negative emotions and feelings will find a way to express themselves and to manifest until you actually hold space for them to heal and to be seen and then to dissolve. Because all they want to do is to be heard. think of your negative emotions as a toddler throwing a temper tantrum. You know, your toddler is screaming and crying and, you know, throwing a fit. And all they really want is for you to say, baby, I see you. I hear you. It's okay. I'm here for you. I'm going to hold you. It's okay. They just want to feel seen. Same thing with your negative emotions. So what I do now, whenever I feel hurt or pissed off or angry or disrespected or frustrated or anything else that's very natural and normal that people feel, instead of denying them, I embrace them. I just put a hand over my chest and I just say, you know, in this moment, I feel really angry and that is okay. In this moment, I feel really, really pissed off. And that is okay. In this moment, I feel really scared. In this moment, I feel really abandoned. In this moment, I feel really disrespected. In this moment, I feel really insert whatever it is. And that is okay. And I just hold space for it. I just hold space for it. This is how I feel. And that is okay. And that is okay. And that is okay. And then the more I hold space for those emotions, the more they start to dissipate, the more they start to go away, the more they start to dissolve, but in a healthy, real, authentic way. I am no longer being delusional or numbing or denying it. I'm holding space for it. I am seeing it. And that's all it really wants to do. It just wants to know that you see it. And then once you see it and hold space for it, and I start to feel better, then I move into, I release this, you know, emotion. I release this feeling of anger. I release this feeling of abandonment. I release this feeling of disrespect, whatever it is. I release it. You know, I turn it over to the universe for good. I release it to God for good. I release it and I let it go. It has no power over me. You know, I allow it to dissolve and to neutralize and to fall away, you know, but only once I actually hold the space for it is when I'm actually able to be in a position to let it go. That was the key, because when I was just pretending like it didn't hurt, pretending like I wasn't pissed, pretending like I wasn't upset, I was abandoning myself. I wasn't being my true self. I wasn't honoring how I was feeling. I wasn't really showing up for myself. I was dismissing the truth of how I truly felt. And that is what self-abandonment is. When you dismiss yourself, diminish yourself, you know, turn your back on yourself, either for someone else or because you are using an unhealthy coping mechanism because you haven't learned how to hold space for the totality of who you are, the light and the dark, the good and the bad. You're abandoning how you truly feel. So when I learned to hold space for how I authentically felt, whether it was happiness or whether it was sadness, whether it was, you know, fulfillment or whether it was disrespect, whether it was joy or whether it was anger, I would allow myself to feel just how I felt. And in that moment, I would just say, this is how I feel and that's okay. It is okay. It doesn't have to be any different than how it is in this moment. And then just breathe through it. Breathe through it. And then through that acknowledgement, through the holding space of, you can say it to yourself. You can say it out loud. You can journal it out, however works for you. When you show up for yourself and you hold space for how you feel, then you have the power to actually let it go. And when you have the power to actually let it go, it then no longer has the power to manifest in your life in a negative way. Because until you speak to the anger, until you speak to the bitterness, until you speak to the disrespect, until you speak to the unworthiness, until you speak to the fear, until whatever it is, it's still energetically has the power to manifest in different ways. It shows up as resentment. It shows up as a bad attitude. It shows up as sickness. It shows up as passive aggressiveness. It shows up as headaches. It shows up as whatever it is, how it shows up in your world. It shows up to popping off. You're going off on somebody about one thing because you're really still mad about something else. It shows up as road rage. It shows up as, you know, being toxic on social media. It shows up as snapping at people. You know, it shows up because it still hasn't been seen. But the more you do this, the more you hold space for your negative feelings and emotions, and the more you hold space for them, and the more you're able to then, from that position of power, let them go, the easier it gets. So now when I do have that negative emotion come up, it takes me less time. I can say, oh, I see you, and I let you go. Because I've built up that muscle. I've gotten more emotionally intelligent with how I handle my emotions and my feelings. So now the time that I hold the anger and hold all that is less, depending on the situation. Sometimes it's more. If I'm really pissed off, it might take me a little bit longer to really let it go. But that's okay. I'm honoring myself. I'm being my authentic self. I'm not turning my back on my own humanity. And that is how you truly hold space for yourself authentically while not abandoning yourself. So don't be afraid to think a negative thought. Don't be afraid to feel a negative emotion. They're not even negative. Let's just say unpleasant. It's really more that they're unpleasant. So don't be afraid of unpleasant thoughts. Don't be afraid of unpleasant emotions and feelings. Use your tools to navigate them in a healthy way. Because the only way that your unpleasant thoughts and your unpleasant emotion feelings have power over you is when you navigate them in unhealthy ways, which is numbing and denying and abandoning. When you honor and hold space and speak the truth of who you are to them. I may feel angry in this moment, but I am not an angry person. I may feel disrespected in this moment, but I know I'm worthy of respect. I may feel hurt in this moment, but I know that I am lovable and deserving, and that just because I feel hurt does not mean that I am wounded, right? So you're not denying your humanity. You're honoring it. And you're navigating it and you're moving through it with healthy tools of self-love and self-wealth and self-worth and self-care to show up for yourself without abandoning yourself. So the next time you have an unpleasant emotion or an unpleasant thought, hold space for it. I see you, I acknowledge you, I feel you, and that is okay. And that is okay, and that is okay. And breathe through it. And then once those feelings subsides from a place of power, let them go. I now lovingly release you to the universe for good. I now lovingly give you over to God for good. You know, divine love now fills me. Divine goodness now fills me. I lovingly let you go. But you can only truly do it when you've actually held space for it. Because just like a little toddler having a temper tantrum, your unpleasant thoughts, emotions, and feelings, they just want to know that you've seen them and you've heard them. And then from there, hold space for yourself from a place of compassion and love. That's how you soothe yourself. That's how you heal yourself, right? So if this episode was valuable to you, which I believe it was, be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Also, if you need extra support, grab our free self-love guide down below. We have courses on self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation. Join our Patreon community and shop our Soft Girl merch line. So with that, you guys, I love you, and I will definitely talk to you next time. Bye! Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.